around verification on of content within networks and curation. You know, we've heard several times about the amount of noise and the volume of content that's pushed out there. And I think we're going to see curation grow more and more important as a social function.
Okay.
I'm going to say the mobile. I think not just just the device, but I think also how apps are evolving and what people tend to share. I think it's also going to be a big wake-up call for individuals, businesses, about the links that they share. Where most links you'll find are not mobile-friendly, not tablet-friendly, and I think more and more businesses need to wake up to that fact.
Personally, as much as I would like everything on the social web to be about peace and love,
I know what you're
and positivity.
You're going to say digital lifeboats.
No.
Oh, no.
Quick change something. It was anti-market, anti-marketing. I've got look and consumer activism. I'm thinking that we need to level the playing field more. The harder they try to sell to us, the harder we show the shit. So we have faster, easier. You know, I want to hold my phone over something and straight away see it's a cloud score. You know, a cloud score for objects, which you I think you can more algorithmically produce. Damn, I need to write this down. Free running. So for me, if I, you know, when I hold my phone up and I scan the barcode and it can show me how much cheaper it is somewhere else, I want to see if it's worth buying. And I think there is a huge scope for platforms and devices to level the playing field and give the voice to the individual who's just stepped onto social media that morning, but has as loud a voice as anybody else if they've got a valid thing to say that will save somebody money, pain, anguish, and especially when we haven't got much of it.
Could I have one and a half? The half is the social business thing, because I passionately believe in it, I really do. Passionately believe that the internet is forcing organisations to adapt, and I think that we are going to see big fundamental changes in how organisations behave. I think we're going to see a rise in employee ownership. I think we're going to see participation in decision making be taken more seriously. I think we're going to see more transparency about rewards and performance. So that's the half.
Okay.
The more kind of tech one is, I think, I just can't get away from this idea about layers. I think the world we're living in is increasingly layered. So this is our physical layer, this reality that we're in here. And then on top of that, if we were all to open our phones and get Google Maps, there's another layer available. And then if we were to open, I don't know, Beer in the Evening or some review site, we could then get that information placed on top of it. And I think we're just going to see a stack. Imagine like playing cards, a stack of information, contextual information that can be placed on a given layer. And then in this augmented reality future, which isn't far away, where we can look through devices at the world around us, then that information will just be there, available, placed in context. And I think that was the kind of thinking of Star Trek and sci-fi, but it's so close. You cannot deny it, given how close we are. Yeah. So layers is worth thinking about.
Great. Thank you. I think we have a bit of time for questions.